Right. Washing Out the Soul by Jennifer Hedgecock. The climb up the hill seemed to go on forever. Will I ever reach the top? He kept asking himself. He wanted to see the statue. The view he heard so much about over the years. To see the expression on the bronzed face. To wonder what the artist was thinking when he created her. He used his walking stick to steady his balance, aiming it within the cracks of the cobblestone sidewalk. To an onlooker, he moved slowly, but for him, the pace was rapid and desperate, like his breath, his heart rate, in between each footstep of advancing forward. I'm doing it for my wife, he told himself. He thought about the younger woman on the bus tour that day. They're all interested in me now that I'm old, he thought. But he knew this wasn't true, afraid to admit that he shared that woman's loneliness, a blinding sadness where two people bump into each other in darkness by accident of their own isolation. Leaves rustled in the wind, as if listening to his thoughts. I'm almost there, coaxing himself, just a few more meters. When he reached the top, he could not appreciate the view, blurred by his exhaustion, his chest settling down to a regular beat, his breath more rhythmic. Then in a private conversation with his wife, he whispered, "So this is what you saw every day." He looked behind him from where he had come, deciding not to return the same way downhill. It would mean going backwards in time, repeating too much of what he went through to get here. Better to take a different route, whether one of ease or difficulty. When his wife was still sick and dying, he did not understand that a person can be carried around in your heart always, even when you are mad at them. He did not understand until now what a void really was, that it splits your soul in half and never grows back again to fill up what has been lost. But now he wanted to know her secrets, and it became more clear that a person is born with secrets from the minute they come out of the womb. But even living together for 52 years, it was never his business to know her secrets. He did not want to cry looking down at the valley below, even though he was old and tired, lonesome and sad. He shifted his cane, concentrating hard on its movement. A bird chirped in the background, a part of nature that lives without the burden of caring, where a person must pause at a certain time and empty out his soul. Anything is possible, he thought, even climbing up that hill, traveling all the way here by myself. His gaze settled on the statue that his wife saw every day years ago. He did not need people around to show him the way, not to this place or any other destination in his life. Anything is possible, he reminded himself, even letting her go. The wind blustered suddenly, scattering leaves at his feet, the sky opening, the sun still shining.